Life Audio.
The Desire Jesus 1-Year Devotional is a daily devotional book that I spent over a year creating. It's a great resource to have on hand at the start of the year, but it's set up so that you can start reading it whenever you'd like. Each devotion includes scripture, exposition, personal application, and a demonstration of how every portion of God's Word is pointing our hearts toward trusting in Jesus. If you'd like to pick up a copy for yourself or several copies to give as gifts, you'll find the link in this episode's description. You can also find the Desire Jesus 1-Year Devotional at Amazon.com and other major booksellers. You're listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor John. I'm John Stonge, and today's devotion is inspired by Romans chapter 6, verse 23, which says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." What do we truly deserve in life? When we work at our vocations, we do so in part with the desire to get paid something that adequately rewards our efforts. We look at that payment and consider it something we deserve because we've earned it. It feels right to receive it. It feels merited. It feels fair. Well, what do we deserve from God? If we're truly honest, we should be glad He doesn't give us what we deserve. Because our sin is such an offense to His holiness, we deserve condemnation. We deserve judgment. We deserve separation from all that is good. In fact, today's scripture tells us that the wages or the payment our sin has earned us is death. That's what we deserved. But thankfully, that's not the end of the story. Our compassionate God looked at us and graciously chose to offer us a gift that's the opposite of what we've earned. We earned death, but He offers us the free gift of eternal life through faith in His Son, Jesus Christ. This gift is free to us, but is costly to Him. Jesus paid the penalty we should have been forced to pay. He died in our place, then defeated death's stranglehold over us when He rose from the grave. There is no gift greater than the gift of eternal life that Christ offers all who believe. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for Your Word, and we thank You for the privilege that it is to be able to look at Your Word together today. And Lord, we're grateful for what You've communicated to us in this portion of Scripture. You reveal to us that the wages for our sin is death. We deserved death. We deserved condemnation. That's what we had earned. But that through Your Son, Jesus Christ, You're willing to give us the free gift of salvation, the free gift of eternal life. Lord, we're grateful that You emphasize in this portion of Scripture and in others that this is a gift that can't be earned. It's not something that we deserve. It's not something that we merit. This is something that You can offer us and we can receive, but it's not something we receive as a payment because we've impressed You in some fashion. Lord, we know that throughout this world there are people doing all sorts of crazy things right now because they think they can somehow earn Your favor. There are all sorts of people that are banking their entire eternity on the deeds that they thought were good this side of heaven. Then we compare our good deeds to the nature of Your holiness and we realize that everything we do is tainted with sin. We don't measure up in our own strength and in our own abilities and certainly not by our own nature. But through Your Son, Jesus Christ, we're cleansed of sin. And Your Son lives within us and empowers us to honor You and serve You. And so we serve You as a way of saying thank You for Your blessings, but we don't serve You, Lord, as a way to somehow earn salvation. Again, as You've made it abundantly clear in this portion of Your Word from the book of Romans, salvation, eternal life, is a gift. And it's a gift that's only received by those who trust in Your Son, Jesus Christ, who came to this earth and fulfilled all righteousness for us. So thank You, Lord, for this reminder. Thank You for Your love. Thank You for Your encouragement. And thank You for the hope that You give us beyond our current circumstances. We look forward to the future because of what's been accomplished for us through Your Son, Jesus Christ. And we thank You for all of these things in Christ's name. Amen.
Hello, my name's Rachel Carmen, and I want to invite you to come over and listen to my podcast. It's called Real Refreshment. For years and years as a young mother, I chased after the wind, thinking that the world could offer me the refreshment I longed for. But it was only when I discovered it in the person of Jesus Christ that I really found refreshment. Come on over and join me as we dig into Bible study. I'll see you there.